And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get started for you right now. The Pigeon Lions Club held its 42nd annual Pigeon Lions Safari on the evening of July 8, 2026, marking more than four decades of one of the community's most anticipated summer traditions. The event was completely sold out, continuing its reputation as a seasonal staple in the Thumb. More than just a fundraiser, the annual safari serves as the Lions' largest outreach event of the year by bringing residents together in support of local service projects, youth initiatives, and community assistance programs. Attendees enjoyed a fully catered event with drinks, raffles, and ongoing entertainment, all leading up to the night's final drawing for the $3,500 grand prize. Winners from the evening included Cheryl Kramer with a $400 prize, Buzz Whitley for $700, Shelly Ellenbaum for $1,000, and the grand prize going to John and Jamie Merchant. Since its inception 41 years ago, the Pigeons Lion Safari has generated more than $270,000 in community donations, money raised by the community for the community. The Lions Club remains a fully volunteer organization focused on helping people, supporting youth programs and scholarships, and filling gaps where local assistance is needed. And Christopher Allen Smith appeared in Huron County Court this week to face felony charges stemming from an alleged incident on November 16, 2025. Judge Ferris arraigned Smith on two counts, larceny of property valued between $1,000 and $20,000, and larceny from a motor vehicle. The court set bond at $8,000, requiring a 10% payment for release. As a condition of that bond, Smith is prohibited from having any contact with the victim. Attorney Michelle Siv has been appointed to represent Smith for the remainder of his case, and a probable cause conference is scheduled for July 23rd, followed by a preliminary examination on July 31st. And Shane Krug appeared in court as well, facing a misdemeanor charge of driving while his license was suspended, revoked, or denied. During the arraignment before Judge Ferris, a plea of not guilty was entered on Krug's behalf. The charge carries a maximum penalty of 93 days in jail and a $500 fine. The court set a July 30th deadline for the prosecution to submit plea offers and discovery materials. An in-person plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for August 20th. Kyle T. O'Mara has been appointed to represent Krug for the remainder of the case. Judge Ferris set a $3,500 personal recognizance bond, meaning no money is required up front, though Krug must comply with standard conditions, including a strict prohibition on driving. And we'll be right back after this brief public service announcement.
To kids, summer isn't just time off. It's time spent building confidence and curiosity. But when school meals pause, millions of kids lose access to the food they count on during the school year. As a neighbor-led network, Feeding America is deeply rooted in every community, ensuring summer meals continue nourishing growth and potential. Your support puts healthy food within reach, fueling the future for kids and their families. Give now at feedingamerica.org/summerhunger.
And we are back. And that was your news for this hour. However, you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.